There was news, Joe, that Admiral Mike Rogers, the former head of the NSA, is voluntarily cooperating with John Durham's investigation. I would think that might cause quite a bit of fervor for some folks like James Comey and others.
This is the biggest single development in the Durham investigation to date. We were told, according to published reports, that Admiral Rogers has met several times with John Durham, and that we now know that Admiral Rogers, who was the central figure in uncovering the illegal electronic spying done by the Obama administration prior to the Carter Page FISA warrants, the spying that went on from 2012 to 2016, involving FBI contractors illegally accessing NSA data. Mr. Rogers discovered that, reported it to the FISA court. All of that spying was stopped by her, and it led to the crescendo of illegal activity by Comey, Clapper, and Brennan. It led to the so-called Crossfire Hurricane investigation to cover up that previous spying that had been going on. Rogers has an electronic trail of all the spying that went on over 5 years. He has personal notes, a la James Comey, only this time they are not self-serving notes, they are the truth. Mike Rogers, I have described as the Rosetta Stone of this investigation. This is the single most important development in this. I have been suggesting for a long time that ultimately Rogers would be the key to any criminal investigation. That is coming true. What we now know will happen is I can be fairly comfortable in suggesting that there is going to be a substantial criminal conspiracy indictment involving a lot of people with the electronic spying, by the way, which was done. That electronic spying that went on from 2012 to 2016 into NSA databases was used for unmasking people and then leaking that information to the press. And when the Attorney General talks about investigating private parties, he's talking not only about GPS, Fusion, and Glenn Simpson and all those people, and Nellie Orr. He's talking about the contractors who were illegally accessing NSA databases at the request of Comey and Brennan.